dangerous for people to be doing large-scale acreage burns or pile burns out there.
Joe Zerchowski is with the Florida Division of Forestry. He says the fire danger could be worse. This dry spell follows a very wet 2012 so far in the Deep South.
Cooper Davis, Fox Radio affiliate WNRP in Pensacola. Chicago reaches a sad milestone. 435 homicides this year, the same number the city had in all of last year. A man found shot to death in his Southside home, one of six fatal shootings just Friday through the weekend. The homicide rate has at least slowed recently, with Chicago police focusing attention on street gangs. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News Radio.
Today, a look at the direct link between the coming flu season and cell phones. I'm Digital Pro Kim Commando. More coming up.
GEICO says, let's make life simpler.
It's a fact of modern life. Switching isn't easy. Your bank, your cable company, your girlfriend. Let's just say each switch comes with a certain degree of difficulty. But switching to GEICO, now that can be easier. First of all, it only takes 15 minutes. And just like that, you could be saving hundreds on car insurance. No muss, no fuss, no irate, vengeful significant others.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
How can you have Kim Commando when and where you want her? Simple. Become a Kim's Club member and join the Commando family. When you do, you can listen to Kim when you want in crystal clear digital audio. At home, in your car, at work, and at the gym.
Wherever!
You also get entered into Kim's contest automatically.
Possibly win trips, cruises, televisions, laptops, iPads, and more.
Nice.
So join Kim's Club today.
Go to Commando.com. That's KOMANDO.com. And at the top right, click the button that says Kim's Club.
With cold and flu season upon us, you'll be hearing a lot about the resiliency of the virus, getting flu shots, touching doorknobs, and washing your hands often. All of this advice is right on the money, but it's meaningless if you ignore your cell phone. Especially during flu season, never put someone else's cell phone up to your nose and mouth. Never allow anyone to use your cell phone either. This should be a no-brainer, but it's hardly ever mentioned. Think about a phone's proximity to your nose and mouth. Then consider the very thing viruses love the most. Your warm, moist breath. In essence, your smartphone becomes a petri dish. And forget those expensive electronic cleaning wipes. Simply wipe your phone with a clean cloth and some rubbing alcohol. Rubbing alcohol cleans nearly 100% of every cold and flu virus we know of. I'm America's digital pro, Kim Commando.
Click Kim Commando 24/7 on the web at commando.com. KOMANDO.
News Radio 830 KHBH, Honolulu's election headquarters.
The president began what I've called an apology tour.
I'm sorry.
Of going to various nations in the Middle East.
So sorry.
And criticizing America.
The race for the White House.
Nothing Governor Romney just said is true.
You decide. 2012.
This notion of me apologizing. This has been probably the biggest whopper that's been told during the course of this campaign.
KHBH, Hawaii's home for Fox News.
The following is a special message for all voters.
Kirk Caldwell is a desperate man. His campaign is heavily in debt, and he will say or do anything to get elected so he can pay off that debt. While he was Mufi's managing director, he condoned the pay-to-play system that Mufi had set in place at City Hall. When he took over as mayor, he perpetuated Mufi's pay-to-play system by soliciting contributions from firms with lucrative rail subcontracts. Kirk now displays his desperation by allowing PRP to falsely accuse Ben Cayetano of doing exactly what he himself is guilty of. Do not vote for a desperate man who is handpicked and endorsed by Mufi Hanneman. Let's clean up City Hall. Vote for a man with a proven track record of honesty, integrity, and accomplishments. Vote for Ben Cayetano for mayor.
This ad paid for by Defend Ben, P.O. Box 17339, Honolulu 96817, and is not endorsed by any political party or candidate.
Now back to more of the Rick Hamada program on KHBH, where Hawaii's voice is heard.
One heck of a day. I'm glad you're with us here. News Radio, 830 KHBH, Rick Hamada program. Oceanic Time Warner, cable business class, you first, the technology follows. Living Social Deal of the Day, Pearl Harbor Divers, 5-session scuba diving certification course. $179, or enriched air nitrox online course for certified divers. How's that? That's only $99. And by the way, anything that you choose to do, that is going to be a 53% savings. So there you go. News Radio 830 KHVH, Richard David Hamada Jr. III at 521-8383-1888-565-8383, where it's always that free telephone call. Listen, we're together up until 10 o'clock this morning. All you have to do is join us for the ultimate racing experience. You and three of your friends at Homestead Miami Speedway for racing's final weekend. All you have to do is text the keyword CAR, C-A-R, to 36500 for a shot at $1,000. And to get registered for the trip, text CAR right now. Listen, we'll text you back and let you know if you've won. So good luck. Good luck from KHVH Radio. We're going to pick up on polling and the election so far. Again, we're just 8 days away. And we'll do all of that in a few short moments. I want to welcome on board with us, David Atano joins us today. David, first of all, aloha to you. How's everything?
Aloha. Good morning. Everything's fine.
Good. You know what? I'm glad we're having a chat about this. There is an event that we should all be interested to know about. Mm. And it hits us right at our hearts. It's tuna populations, fisheries. And I know it plays an integral part in our lives. David, would you mind telling us about yourself before we jump into some of the conversation?
Sure. I'm basically a biologist, scientist. I've been working with the tuna fisheries for decades in the Western Pacific. I've recently been hired by NOAA Fisheries after many years with the University of Hawaii doing peer research and research on tuna populations and their biology and movement, a lot of tagging work. But right now I'm working with NOAA as recreational fisheries coordinator for the region. That means Samoa, American Samoa, Guam, CNMI, and Hawaii.
Right.
Yeah.
Remarkable issues facing us. I know that overfishing, especially of the Pacific Big Eye tuna, has been top of mind with so many of us, and the reason why we go to the stores and we see the prices, and we understand that supply and demand principle always kicks in here. Can you talk a little bit about overfishing and just how profound of an issue is this?
Well, the Pacific Big Eye tuna, yeah, that basically for years was fished primarily by longline fisheries, and longline fisheries target large adult tuna, and this is actually a very good way to harvest the tropical tunas and tunas in general, because it allows a large amount of fish to enter maturity and spawn and produce, you know, more tuna. It's very logical. So you're hitting them at a size after which they've already matured. With the advent of purse seining, which is, you know, large boats with large nets, this makes the juvenile big eye vulnerable to exploitation. And again, a lot of the big eye are caught in this way now at small sizes, whereas before they weren't vulnerable. And it's not a problem as long as the fisheries are maintained at certain levels. All the longline and purse seine fishing has expanded dramatically in the last 20 years, and this has caused a problem for the big eye tuna.
What's the current harvest size today, David?
There is actually no limit on them in the broader fishery. In Hawaii, there's a commercial limit of 3 pounds for big eye and yellowfin tuna, which is obviously very, very small. In the broader fishery, like purse seining, there's no minimum size. It's generally driven by market factors, the price of big eye tuna, and the price of canning grade tuna, and which processing facility is willing to deal with certain size fishes. So, like in some canneries in Asia, they can process much smaller size tuna because of the cost of labor.
I understand. But if is there a move afoot to try and increase that minimum size for us here at home?
That's an issue.